It's late at night. Jack has returned to his hotel. He sits down on his bed and slowly removes his shoes. He lays back, still fully clothed, and simply watches his thoughts. Thoughts that are like clouds being swept by the wind.
Hello?
Bonjour, Jack.
Claudine?
I saw your friend.
Do you mean Miss Piggy Tails?
Yes, I spoke to her.
And?
Would you like to see me now?
Now?
Yes.
Here?
Yes.
And so in the dim light of his room, a shape slowly takes form. Still holding her cell phone, she crosses the room. As she sits down on his bed, Jack expects the mattress to give just a little, but she is as light as a feather. She sits so close to him he could reach out and touch her, if there was something to touch.
I saw your friend in the Café Fleur de Lis.
What did she say?
Pardon?
Oui?
Ne serais-tu pas la petite Frida?
Oui.
Je crois que nous avons un ami en commun.
Comment va?
Il ne comprend pas pourquoi tu persistes à le fuir. I told her you felt she was avoiding you. She said she will see you, but not yet.
Why not yet?
She said it was best that you weren't involved.
Involved in what?
She didn't say.
I know it has something to do with these bubbles that people keep walking into. Claudine, why do we have to keep meeting this way?
On the telephone?
Yes, this cell location where you're here, but you're not here. I know you're in this town somewhere. Now, why can't I see you? I mean, for real. Why do you keep at such a distance?
Je t'en supplie, ne brise pas son cœur.
Please don't break his heart. Well, what if I told you? I don't care.
Are you foolish?
Well, Dominique keeps calling me stupid.
It isn't just that, Jack.
You mean that I'm stupid?
No. I mean, tu pourrais possiblement briser mon cœur.
Did you just say that I could also break your heart?
My existence in your world is so fragile, Jack.
You know, I just thought of a terrible cliché. We really are from two different worlds.
I know.
Claudine, what are you doing in this world?
Please don't ask.
Well, then take me with you, back to your world.
I can't.
But others have crossed over. Don't I qualify?
Yes, but no.
Okay. If I can't be with you there, then will you be with me here?
I can't. Not in this world.
Not in yours, not in mine.
It's time I go.
Will you call again?
Yes.
Will I be able to see you? For real?
We'll see. Salut.
Jack, no, this is too much.
You're saying little Frida told Claudine not to break your heart, so now you figure it's little Frida's fault?
Oh, isn't it obvious?
What is obvious?
I have to blame someone.
Jack, no man can own Claudine. I keep telling you that.
I don't want to own.
You want to rent her?
Look, let's drop this, okay? Let's figure out how we can trap little Frida.
You're going to trap her?
Well, aren't we in Quebec, known for its great trappers?
How are we going to trap little Frida? Well,
the city is tight, at least within these walls where everyone keeps seeing her. Everyone but me, that is.
I haven't seen her.
Me neither.
Well, she's here and she's avoiding us. Now, why?
She has her reasons.
Wait a minute. Didn't you just say that Claudine said that little Frida said she knew you'd want to be involved in her project, but it was best that you weren't?
So?
If you are friends, why don't you leave her alone?
Because she's being mysterious.
So?
And selfish.
How is that?
Well, she's involved in these bubbles that are altering people's reality.
How do you know?
Look, I know little Frida, and I want to know what she's up to.
You don't trust her?
That's not the point.
What is?
This is just too juicy to pass up.
So you're going to trap her?
That's right.
Oh, Jack, you are such a rat.
I know.
That's what I will call you. Jack the Rat.
Oh. Dominique. Why don't you go out and buy a new wardrobe or something?
What's wrong with my clothes?
Uh-oh.
You look fine. I just thought that's what all you Quebec women do.
Buy clothes? That's all we do?
Well, yeah. You keep yourself fashionable, keep yourself skinny, and you keep smoking those god-awful French cigarettes.
I only smoke American spirit, Jacques. How do you like that? You commence à me tomber sur les nerfs.
I beg your pardon.
Go set your trap. And when it snaps, maybe it will catch you. Et va te faire foutre, Jacques le Raté.
Ciao, Dominique.
So, how are we going to do the trap, little Frida?
Okay. Now, both times Claudine saw her, it was in the afternoon, around 3 o'clock, in the Café Fleur de Lis.
I know that place.
Yeah, I checked it out, too. There's a café right across the street. One of us, in disguise, will be sitting in the shadows, waiting.
What kind of disguise?
Well, I was thinking sunglasses with a fake nose, a mustache.
How about a beard?
A beard is good.
I've always wanted to pass myself off as a rabbi.
That's good, too. Claudine is somewhere in this city.
So?
I'd like to see her.
But you were seeing her.
It was just a projection of her.
Jack, if you think someone is here and you believe that, does it matter if they are or not here?
But now that I know she's not here, it's like talking to someone on the phone. You see them in your mind, but...
That is a perfect relationship, no?
What?
You want to see each other, you pick up the cell phone and voila, she appears.
Yeah, but I don't appear where she is.
Why not?
I don't know how she does it.
Ask her.
She doesn't answer my questions.
But you keep asking.
True.
The day of the big stakeout at the Café Fleur de Lis. Jack is sitting in a park among the pigeons. Mojo is in a café across the street. Both men are armed with cell phones and binoculars. They've been waiting for over 2 hours.
Mojo, how are you doing?
Every time I take a peek through these binoculars, people look at me like I'm with the CIA.
Well, just keep buying things so they don't ask you to leave.
Man, I just finished my third cappuccino.
Just a half an hour more, okay?
I gotta go.
No, don't go.
After three cappuccinos, believe me, I gotta go.
Oh. Well, hurry back. This has been a wasted afternoon. Wait a second. Someone just entered the Café Fleur de Lis, and she looks like a little girl. She's wearing a wide-brimmed straw hat, sunglasses big enough to cover her entire face, but I can see her mouth. An impish little smile. I don't see any pigtails, though. Now she's sitting down. Oh, no, don't sit behind that potted fern. Oh, darn it. Now I can't see anything.
Hello?
Mojo, I think she's here.
Little Frida?
Yeah. And where are you?
Where do you think?
Oh, hurry up.
Three cappuccinos get you moving, man.
Listen, you have a closer view than I do. Just get... What are you doing?
Washing my hands.
Well, I want you to make sure it's really her, so... Well, what's that?
I'm drying my hands.
Mojo, we don't have time. Just use your shirt or something, or just wave your hands in the air, okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Master Charlie.
Are you out of there?
I'm getting out.
Okay. Now, she's sitting on your side of the potted fern. A little girl with a wide-brimmed straw hat and a red ribbon. Can you see her?
I see her.
So what do you think?
I don't see no pigtails.
Well, they could be tucked inside her hat.
Oh, wait a minute. The waiter just handed her something.
You mean her check?
I thought she just got here.
So did I.
It's an envelope. Looks like a letter.
A letter?
She's opening it. She's reading it. Hey, man, something's happening.
What?
Her hat. It's rising up above her head.
What?
Her pigtails are tucked up in there. They're unwinding.
Oh, God, that's right. When little Frida senses danger, her pigtails stand on end.
Her hat's hovering a foot above her head.
She's on to us.
She's pushing the hat back down. She's leaving.
Come on, Mojo. Let's get her.
I'm on my way.
Attendez, attendez. Vous avez oublié de payer la déso.
What?
You didn't pay your bill.
Mojo, she's headed your way.
Wait, I gotta pay my bill.
Would you like to pay cash or credit?
Here's 20. Keep the change. I gotta go.
I'm sorry, but this is not enough.
You want more than 20 for 3 cappuccinos?
Oh, no. There were also the biscotti.
Biscotti? Could I have a biscotti?
Mojo, she's right there.
All I got is another 20.
Your bill was $24, and there is also the tip.
A tip?
Mojo, give him the money.
$40 for 3 cappuccinos and a biscotti?
And the tip?
Mojo, it's just Canadian money.
Oh, man. Here, take it.
No! Take it all!
Did you see her?
Which way did she go?
Oh, I should have known. You can't just sneak up on little Frida. Her pigtails are like antennae. They'll pick up any kind of threat.
I'm getting the feeling she doesn't want to see us.
Yeah, but what is she hiding? What is she involved in? What is she up to? We're gonna find out.